This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lisa Fields, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Lisa, L-I-S-A. Last name is Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, F-I-E-L-D-S, period. On October 3rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 135 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a slip and fall on some ice on November 20th, 2022, period. This occurred in Columbus, Indiana, at a Circle K convenience store, period. It was outside. There was apparently ice. As she was walking, she fell backwards and injured significantly her left elbow, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did fracture her left arm at the elbow, period. She had immediate pain in her left elbow, period. She did have surgical repair, period. Despite adequate treatment, she still has diminished range of motion of her arm where she can't straighten out her arm, period. This does interfere with the activities of daily living, period. New paragraph. Her left elbow pain has essentially resolved, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion and is unable to straighten out her elbow approximately 10%, period. She has diminished strength in the involved area, period. The patient cannot push off the ground with her left elbow, period. She was advised that the hardware at a later date may need to potentially be removed, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to Columbus Regional Hospital, period. She was treated and released with a splint, period. Approximately 9 days later, she followed up with an orthopedic specialist that did surgery with a plate and six screws inserted at the elbow, period. She returned to the office and had follow-up x-rays, period. She was referred to physical therapy, and she did go, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems straightening out her arm from 5 to 10% of normal function, period. She has diminished strength in her left arm, period. She has problems pushing herself up from the floor, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for hypertension, diabetes, and schizophrenia, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, diabetes, schizophrenia, and COPD, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for left elbow surgery November 29th, 2022, because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is on disability for schizophrenia, awarded approximately 2002, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left elbow, period. The patient fell on her knee and fractured her tibia approximately 1.5 years ago, period. The patient has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted on review of medical records, period. ATI Physical Therapy, December 14th, 2022, states 61-year-old female who presents to occupational therapy with signs and symptoms consistent of ORIF, that's ORIF, colon, olecranon, period. So that's signs and symptoms consistent of ORIF, capital ORIF, colon, olecranon, period. Records from the emergency room, emergency department, November 20th, 2022, states patient arrived via EMS after a fall at the gas station, period. Patient states she slipped and fell onto left shoulder, period. They did x-rays of the left elbow showing comminuted fracture involving the olecranon with overlying soft tissue swelling, period. The patient was discharged to home with a diagnosis of fracture of lower end of the left humerus and strain of the adductor muscle, comma, fascia, and tendon of the left thigh, period. CT of the upper extremity left, November 23rd, 2022, showed a displaced comminuted fracture of the olecranon process of the proximal ulna and articulating surface of the ulna, as discussed above, with associated soft tissue swelling, period. Operative report dated November 29th, 2022. Post-op diagnosis is displaced left olecranon fracture, period. Procedure performed, open reduction and internal fixation, left olecranon fracture, period. Records from Southern Indiana Orthopedics states 61-year-old right-hand dominant female being seen today for evaluation of left elbow injury, period. Yesterday, she had a slip on ice leading directly, landing directly. Said, yesterday, she slipped on ice landing directly on left elbow, period. Complains of swelling and pain, period. She was found to have a fracture on x-ray and has been referred for definitive management, period. Their diagnosis is displaced fracture of the olecranon process with intra-articular extension of the left ulna, period. They recommended proceeding with an open reduction and internal fixation of the injury, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of November 20th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one. Left elbow and left arm trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and displaced comminuted fracture of the olecranon process with intra-articular extension of the left ulna, period. Number two, strain of the left thigh with trauma resolved, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the fall of November 20th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left elbow, referring you to table 15-4, period. The patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment on the left, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. The basis for this 5% left upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall of November 20th, 2022, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left elbow region as a result of this fall and injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. I have found often that as a result of the open reduction in internal fixation, hardware will move over time, requiring possible removal of this hardware period. Should this surgical intervention be required, estimated cost would be $100,000 period. This would be all inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, physician, and post-op physical therapy expenses period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.